Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I wanted to talk to you about the art of confidence, so how to develop confidence.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
But just talking about this concept of what is even confidence, right? And something happened between me pinging you about this yesterday and today that I think relates to this, but might derail us. But this is going to be a fun episode, so I'll just go with this. So before we jump into the confidence piece, here's something that I observed yesterday, and it keeps me busy. I'm still thinking about it, so I feel like you're the perfect person to talk about this, right? These podcasts, as much as they are for you guys and as much as it seems like you guys really enjoy it, and if you do, by the way, please go and give us a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes. It really helps. And make sure to go to thestartupchat.com and subscribe to our email list. We're going to start doing a lot more emails and exclusive stuff to people that are on the email list. But as much as we do it for you guys, it's also partially a little bit of a therapy session for me, you know, utilizing Heaton's wisdom and the relationship we have to kind of just unpack things when I don't quite know how I feel about them myself. So the thing that happened yesterday was that, you know, we've given up the office we had in Palo Alto. We're now fully remote. I'm still very limited with my leg injury. I had the ACL surgery and all that. So I'm still kind of like on crutches. And I'm working out of this co-working space in Palo Alto. And there are these quote unquote private rooms. It's basically just like a way to have a meeting off the entire like large open office space. But it's not really a closed room. There's no door or anything. It's just a little, I don't even know, like a little thing that you can do to like visually separate, but people can still hear you. And there were these guys, so startup shows up and they set up their meeting thing there, and it's right behind me, I'm working. And they start a Skype call, and the audio on that Skype call is just like insanely loud, right? They have this little monitor thing, and then the audio on this monitor thing is really loud. So pretty much everybody in the entire fucking co-working space can hear the person that's on the Skype call, calling and talking to them. Those three guys are pretty quiet, but I'm sitting next to them, so I hear them. But the guy, Jesus Christ, so loud, like just everybody hears every single word he says. And, you know, I'm not even interested in this conversation, but I can't but hear that this is a startup. Let's say they come from abroad, they had raised money from abroad. They seem like really like technical people, so three people with like engineering degrees, and they work on a fairly technical product, not even just a website or an app, something much more technologically involved. And this guy on the Skype call is this ex-investment banker that's advising startups on how to raise money. And he is so obnoxiously arrogant and so obnoxiously wrong in many cases. And he demands, so expensive in terms of what he was asking them to pay him for his services. And like the entire time I was like putting on my headphones and was like, this is not my business. I don't want to hear the details of this. I'm listening to music and I have to go to the bathroom. And just to walk to the bathroom and back, the stuff that I was hearing was just driving me crazy. And I was like in this inner conflict. Should I step in and A, tell them that everybody can hear this? Do they really want to share all these details with everybody? Should I step in there and tell them that they might want to reconsider giving this guy that much equity and paying him that much money for this advice? I don't know. I was very conflicted about, you know, how much I should get involved in this or not. And I'll leave the details of what happened afterwards out of it. But the thing I think why this, A, it just bothers me because it's this, and we've talked about this before, it's this people taking advantage of founders. I mean, people taking advantage of people in general bothers me, but what I see a lot is like experts and advisors and potential investors going and taking advantage of founders or startups and destroying value rather than creating it. That drives me crazy. But the other thing why this also relates to this confidence piece in some weird way is that he was just so good at communicating that he's so important, and he was so confident, and he was such an alpha type person. And these guys were so not, right? They were lacking so, they seemed like very sweet guys, and I can't tell if they're really smart and how well they do and how good their technology is and all that, but they seemed the opposite of it. All the confidence they lacked, he had, hence why he had the power over them, and hence why he was so attractive to them, I guess, to the point where they were willing to pay him in ways that seemed crazy to me. And I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but I just wanted to share it with you to hear your thoughts and then unpack this dynamic between like these, you know, founders sometimes that are really great at what they do, but they just lack the confidence. What can we do to make them believe more in themselves, to not submit to others just because they're dominant? And I don't know, just talk a little bit about how we think about confidence. How did you develop it? How did I develop it? How do we teach or help others or seeing other people become more confident in what they do so that they can do better work, they can attract more people, they can convince more people, and even more importantly, in this context, they're not being taken advantage of because they see others that do have confidence and they feel like they need to listen to them or do whatever they say.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it almost feels like people confuse confidence and charisma, because a lot of what you're saying is like charisma is like pull. People also think confidence is like push. Confidence isn't exactly like when I think about the two words, you think about push and pull, right? Push is like I'm putting myself out there and you're just going to listen to me. Charisma, or not charisma, but pull is like I'm going to pull you into kind of what I'm doing. And those things like are actually separate ways to exude confidence. So I think when you're pulling people to you, a lot of people think it's about like, oh, you're confident, you're strong, right? Like you get this, like you're just pulling people into you. Actually, you know, in a lot of ways, you're pushing something out and it's bringing people to you. So there's like this push and pull that happens with confidence in my mind. And a lot of it, and I know I'm going to get a little foo-foo here, but like a lot of it has to do with how confident are you in yourself? This is not about other people. It's actually not really about push and pull at the core. Although like there's all these words and these things out there like charisma, confidence, ego, strength, you know, all these things that we use to describe somebody, you know, who we feel attracted to or we feel like is really able to get people to join them for a cause or something they care about, right? Like a lot of them are like religious people, cult leaders, CEOs, founders, managers, presidents. Right? Like they exude this confidence. You cannot be confident